Thank you. I'm calling to order the meeting of Local Station Board for KPFA, Saturday, August 17th. We'll read our group agreements. Okay. Audio recording, and could we have Richard, we're calling the meeting to order. Thank you. Audio recording of LSB meetings are available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at LSB meetings. Communicate with each other respectfully and speak using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name-calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic without repetition, following group procedures, and respecting the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack. Raise hands to be recognized by the chair. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential to be shared only with closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when an LSB member is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. And I will have Carol do roll call now.
Good morning, KPFA LSB meeting, August 17th. I'm Carol Wolfley, Secretary. Sharon Adams.
Present.
Sharon Adams, presence. Adams, sorry. Daniel Bort, Ahmad Anderson asked for an excused absence. Marilla Arguelles. Marilla, present. Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel here. William Campisi asked for an excused absence. Chris Corey, I think he's on his way. Brian Crowell, Brian asked to be excused. Susan DeSilva, Susan DeSilva here. Shira Dedman, is she on, Frank?
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, morning, Shira.
Good morning.
Good morning. Don Goldmacher.
Present.
Don here. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina here. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily here. James McFadden.
Here.
James here. Noni Session. Okay, we'll come back to Noni later. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki here. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea is here. Tom Borges asked for an excused absence. He just had surgery. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Sabrina Jacobs, we'll hold that. Darlene Pagano, Darlene here. Tim Lynch asked for an excused absence. Frank Sterling,
here.
Frank here. Richard Walensky. Richard here. Steve Seltzer.
Here.
Steve Seltzer here. Quincy McCoy.
Here.
Quincy here. We have quorum.
Thank you. Now, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Do I have a second? Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the agenda? Yes, please. All those opposed? Abstentions?
Sharon, can you say it? 11 and 0 and 0. No. Okay.
Thank you. The agenda is passed. Now we'll move to the general manager's report. The minutes are later.
Morning. In May, we had our spring fundraiser with the theme of the next 70 years, continuing the promotion of KPFA's 70th anniversary. It was a long 18-day drive that ended $100,000 short of the $550,000 goal we kept our promise to our listeners and did not extend that fund drive. During the summer drive, we centered the theme around the 50th anniversary of 1969, encouraging hosts to create shows that reflected on the events that touched that year and echoed in society today. During the drive, we partnered with Heyday Books to present a teach-in panel about People's Park. Program director Kevin Cartwright curated a fantastic collection of broadcasting material, primarily from KPFA of 1969, as well as created an incredible hour piece about Altamont with author Joel Selvin. We also paused fundraising efforts to do live coverage of the Mueller testimony, in addition to pausing again to cover Trump's live address following the mass shootings. Despite these efforts, the drive was woefully short by the time we approached our end date, so we extended the drive by 4 days and had an incredible response from listeners, ending with $40,000 over our goal. This is a great sigh of relief and will help to make up for the deficit from the spring drive. Speaking of fundraisers, one of the things that we've been trying to employ lately at the radio station is doing special events with personalities and stuff like that. The morning show takes people out to dinner. People pay about $500 to do that. Today, Richard Walensky and myself are going to a baseball game with a bunch of listeners. When the game starts at 1 o'clock today. And yes. Those are the kind of things that we're trying to do to make things different. And with C.S. Song, too, who's going to be there.
And Bonnie.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that in. We procured a new answering service. The name of the company is A Better Answer. They are an award-winning call service company, which is 100% women-owned and operated for the last 50 years, and they're located in Dallas, Texas. They are a fantastic group of women who are smart and very professional. With their service, we received not one complaint during the summer drive. It's amazing. Not one. It's awesome. So they've done a terrific job for us. And, of course, their service is fast, and we're paying less money because they're so efficient in getting the calls done. Tech and database. Over the past year, KPFA has undergone a much-needed and requested facilities attention. There has been a significant amount of focus in modernizing the facility to support the level of production we serve. KPFA provides content for over 300 radio stations across the world. We transmit directly on KPFA, KPFB, K2R48BR, provide 80% of the programming for KFCF, as well as host two streaming stations for Pacifica. We produce over 90 shows, a dozen podcasts, and daily news segments. The major complaint I heard in my first years was about the inability of programmers to come in and get their work done in a timely fashion and have the confidence that our equipment would work and our database systems wouldn't fail them. I'm proud to say that we finally reached a professional level that we can build on and be proud of. For KPFA to support current levels of content creation, operate on its current budget, and remediate technical issues that were blocking personnel workflow and confidence, engineering has been tasked with making upgrades and adjustments. You may have noticed new TVs, computers, cameras, digital boards, and software membership database development. Each of these technologies have been carefully evaluated for specific utility, merit, and purpose. A television was placed in the lobby to showcase station news and upcoming events, as well as display real-time information during fund drives. A television was placed in the conference room to replace the aging TV. This new TV allows phone and computer screens to be displayed wirelessly to be used during meetings and educational sessions. The aging computers were replaced in order to standardize and equalize editing performance and reliability. We are aware that there was some growing pains with some of the software, and we continue to refine our selection and monitor industry best practices for the best support for the station. Headphones have been replaced throughout the studios and workstations. File servers were upgraded to 10x storage capacity. Shows, shares, and temp drives now take hourly snapshots of all data and retain copies across multiple redundant hard drives and backups on and off-site. We have a redundant fiber internet to the building, as well as plans to bring in even more redundancy and assurance that our network and internet connections are reliable and strong. Time sync clocks were added to the studios and control rooms to display accurate time. The KPFB control room has had its analog mixing console replaced with a new digital mixing console. This was the first step in a larger project to upgrade the entire facility of control rooms, all four control rooms, with funds from an upcoming capital campaign we're putting together. This transition to digital will open up all new assurances on air quality, new revenue options and studio reservations, easier technical operations, and bacon reliability and confidence. Part of this process will include replacing the furniture, painting the walls, and making acoustic adjustments to control rooms and studios. It would also entail upgrading our current automation control software, DAD, to the latest version. We're migrating our donor records away from the aging Memphis system. That database is old and not up to date. And so we're moving to a modern system. Everyone in Pacifica is going to be using it. It's called Allegiance. It's designed to meet the needs of KPFA and our sister stations because of our types of fund drives are very unique and different from, say, KQED or KCSM, for instance. They usually zero in on just one or two different types of premiums, and we have so many that we're cutting back on, but still there's a lot to manage for a database. As managers of the station, we've observing workplace dynamics by listening to staff members and regarding their experience to develop better responses to communication problems. In order to achieve this, we have come to the conclusion that all professional roles and responsibilities must be defined so all staff know their place in this collaborative work environment. So we will be instituting a policy update on roles and responsibilities for programming and operations department staff. The operations department interns have been working at KPFA for about 2 months now, and they have learned digital audio single-track and multi-track editing, studio engineering, promo production, line producing for live shows. A few have begun board opping live shows as well. All are expected to be certified technical producer fill-ins upon completion of the program. Training classes have officially begun this week, and classes include studio engineering and board opping 101, beginning the intermediate live music engineering, beginning radio documentary, podcasting 101, field recording and production 101, beginning improvisation, beginning voice acting, and digital auto multi-track editing. We also have a dialogue and collaboration skills for inclusive and equitable workplace training. The goal is to provide programming and operations department staff to operations and the programming staff the skills to improve their radio production skills, and ultimately those skills will manifest themselves into the improvement of KPFA on the air. KPFA social media strategic plan. The social media platforms with the right strategies, content, and intentions offer an enormous pool of people with whom KPFA can engage, inform, and interact. Social media platforms also give us invaluable data about the composition of our audience, allowing us to best serve our community. It is KPFA's intention to use Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to grow our audience, build trust with our audience, and deepen our impact as a progressive media organization. Effective use of social media will cement KPFA as a reliable authority on progressive voices, artists, and improvements. I think he's passing around the GM report right now, so you can get a better look at the social media strategy. It's quite long here, so I don't want to read all of it, and you can take a peek at it. I'll just end up by saying that the social media content strategy. We're trying to do branded content that leads directly back to KPFA, the website, where people can access the breadth of our work. and are able to donate to the station. Behind the scenes stations updates to build trust and keep the audience informed, reposting community content to grow our audience and deepen partnerships with allied news outlets, progressive organizations, and guests we have on the air, and increasing KPFA's social impact through sharing resources and events. Those are some of the goals. Well, here are some more of the goals for social media. We have goals to increase our followers across all three platforms, Facebook to 18,000 by the end of the year, Twitter to 12,000, Instagram to 2,000 by then. We have people on staff. If we can get them to start sharing more information about KPFA, some of our staff members have Instagram accounts with up to 55,000 people following them. That's Hard Knock, for instance. So, I mean, if we can take that and help, if they could start using that to help spread the news about what's happening at the radio station or even their program more often, that could help us immensely, and these numbers could go up a lot faster. At the end here, I want to talk about the KPFA survey results. A couple of months ago, KPFA conducted a survey with our listeners asking them to provide verbatim feedback about our programming in an effort to get a better handle on where, why, and how our listeners receive and feel about our content. The survey lasted 2 weeks, and we received over 1,100 responses. It's just a snapshot, a glimpse. No major decisions will be made based on this material, yet there is some food for thought, and that's why I'm passing the results along to you and to the staff. Okay, program director's search. Kevin Cartwright has made the exciting decision to relocate to Denver, Colorado. Kevin did a magnificent job as PD. We will miss his creative spark, collaborative spirit, outrageous sense of humor, and his selflessness. I'm sure you'll join me and the rest of our management team in wishing Kevin and his family all the best in their adventures ahead. We're happy to welcome Laura Privis back as interim PD. Laura will hold the reins until the end of the year while we begin the search for a permanent replacement. Laura begins on Tuesday, August 27th. That's the end of the report.
Thank you, Quincy. I want to let the record show that Chris Corey is here, and so is our Sabrina. Hi. Thank you. Are there any discussion questions? Okay. James was first.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's exciting news about the social media. Fantastic. And the equipment. Thank you. Go ahead, James.
Thank you for that report. It's good to see you here at the LSB. I'd like to make a motion. And I'm going to pass out copies of this motion. It's related to management, and so it's related to what we just heard, the manager's report. Pass them both ways, and I'll start reading. Whereas on August 2nd, 2019, an email titled KPFA Union Update and signed by KPFA Union Stewards, CWA Local 9415 was sent to the KPFA list. And whereas the email reported that negotiations
are
underway.
Excuse me, this is out of order.
KPFA
can't talk about negotiations. This is personnel.
This is not about negotiations. This is a motion that has nothing to do with negotiations.
It does. You just named the union, so it does have to do with
negotiations. It was in an email sent to the entire
list. And I've seen the email, and it has to do with negotiations. I'm ruling it out of order.
You're saying that email that comes to the KPFA board.
I'm saying discussion about negotiations and personnel is out of order. Closed session only. That's the only time that we talk about personnel matters.
So can I move
this
to a personnel closed matters. Session then?
Not right.
Why not? It's related to the management. Why? It's
we can discuss it, but not right now. We're going to talk about the manager's report right now. We can have a closed session to discuss your motion.
After the manager's report?
We can vote on it after that. So discussion about the report. And we had Sabrina was next.
Thank you, Quincy. Appreciate the report. Good morning to you. I have a quick question in regards to social media aspects of what's been going on. You said that there are a number of programmers who have social media accounts with Instagram, some have Twitter, some do Facebook more than others, et cetera. What is the effort, or has there been any effort with Vera apologize if I pronounce your last name wrong, Tyskeller, has been putting forth to pull all of those accounts together so that when she's putting out the information, you know, about a KPFA event or what have you, or something that that particular programmer's doing or another particular programmer's doing, what type of efforts are being put forth to consolidate all of those social media accounts.
It's a twofold kind of a thing. Normally, when we send out an announcement about something that's happening at the station, we always ask people in that announcement to spread the news in their own social media network, and we'll attach a link so that people can just copy and paste it and then put it out there like that. Mm-hmm. That's the normal way we do it. But now she's starting to meet with people who have, you know, big accounts to see if we can actually get them and put together like a team effort,
right,
to get the thing going like that. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to do it. So, and since now we're better equipped for it,
right,
we'll be able to really do it and I think make some gains.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve was next.
Yeah, thanks for your report and the survey results. I think it's useful to have that, Quincy. I got a couple of questions and comments. Are there any plans to put cameras in the studios so that if programmers want to have their program streamed, they're able to do that with the camera in the studio? Also, are there any plans to have digital broadcast channels so that we can have additional programming capacity, new programs, and also lease out an extra channel for revenue funding? Also, I sent you a notice about on the August 31st, a East Oakland community meeting with Danny Glover around gentrification of the port. Haven't received a response. I wrote
back to Frank. I got it from Frank, and I wrote back and said, yeah, we're going to do it.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great, because I think it's going to be a big community event. I think we should have a table up there for KPFA at that meeting, so we can recruit some new people to support KPFA who are coming to the community meeting. It's going to be August the 31st. When we have a break, I'll get the flyers at a church in Oakland, East Oakland, with Danny Glover on gentrification of East Oakland and also the privatization of the port. Also, on the social media plan, is there any plan to do Facebook live streaming of events that we could put on and could be, I think, a valuable way of expanding our viewership or listenership?
We've already done several Facebook Live events, and we also have done some on Twitter.
Okay.
Periscope.
Well, I haven't seen it on the website or announcements about it. It would be good to send announcements if there's going to be a live Facebook streaming to the local station board and the staff, so then they could get it out and that kind of thing. So I think it's a good idea to develop that. Also, I'm glad that we were able to go over in our fund drive, even though we had to extend it. But what I'm concerned about is that there's going to be, in my view, a big economy decline that we're facing.
Oh, yeah? That's news?
The big bubble. And when that happens, I'm afraid that there's going to be a major decline in our funding. So what plans are there to deal with that? Thank you.
I was just talking to the new executive director. I was just talking to the new ED about that very subject yesterday. They're very concerned about it. Of course, everybody's concerned about that. That's why we have to come up with different ideas about ways to raising money. One of the things that he's leaning on right now, and he's expressed this yesterday to everybody, and he's going around to every station talking about working on the legacies things, because those are the things that have been saving most stations and keeping Pacifica in business. So there's going to be a push on that legacy promotions and stuff like that. The best news is, obviously, once they get the audits all cleared up, they're at 2018 now. If they get that cleared up, then everybody can get out there and start going after foundation money and see if you can score. We've done pretty well with family foundations. We have. That's what's been keeping us going for quite a long time now, because they're very mission oriented. They don't want to see your audits. They don't want to go back in time. They don't have to. If your mission matches their mission, or you're going after something they're going after, it's easier for us to do it. It's easier for us to score that money. So those are the things that we'll continue to do that. But other things, you know, they're steady for us, but the most important thing everybody has to do is increase membership. Without membership, without sustainers — sustainers, by the way, are people who give us money every month, for so many people who don't know about that. That's the most important thing. We grow the membership, the radio station grows financially. It's that simple. That's the thing we really need to zero in on, and we plan on doing that beginning with this fall drive in September.
Thank you, Quincy. And Susan?
Thank you, Quincy. Your reports are always really good, and I appreciate you being here. My question was about Allegiance, like what, when will that be complete, and will it also include members who are staff on that database?
Yeah, and we're really excited about this Allegiance thing because it's exactly what we really need. We've been looking for a new database, and we started creating our own a little at a time, but it would take us another 6 months, maybe almost a year, to get it complete. And the Allegiance thing popped up through KPFK. They were also looking for something. Then we found out that our radio station in Houston has been using it all along. And so we called them. They love it. And then we looked at it. Our people looked at it. And then we sat down with the new ED. And he happens to know the guy who started Allegiance. They're good friends. So he called him from my office just 2 days ago. So he's going to make us an offer we can't refuse, and so that everybody can get on. And some stations, it'll probably take them up to 3 months to get prepared to do it, to switch over the data. But we're already ready because we've cleaned everything out of Memphis and we have it set and ready to go to dump into whatever new program we were going to run with. So we're real excited about it because it offers up a huge opportunity because it brings you closer to donors. And that's an easy way to say it, but it gives us the kind of information we really need to send out specific kind of messaging to certain people. We'll know what they like, what shows they like. You know, instead of me writing them a letter, you know, maybe Mitch will write a letter because they listen to Letters in Politics and things like that. Those things will help immensely, I think. It humanizes us, too, as a radio station.
Thank you.
Thanks, Quincy. Yeah, it's great to hear that, like, there's more communication between the stations and, you know, just like what you said about Houston. So my question, though, I'm trying to tell myself, about social media, you know, I really, of course, have obviously thought that's been really, really important. So I just have maybe a suggestion or a thought. If you have a show, if KPFA has a show, maybe you want to have a Twitter handle that's like KPFA up front, rather than having it be individual people's handles, because, you know, then KPFA can keep it after the person may or may not leave, so that just to keep it within KPFA.
Yeah, we brought in a social media person who gave us some in-kind consultation to talk about little things like that, how to do the right kind of hashtags, what time of day really works, what days of the week are very important in that whole world of social media and stuff. So those are the kind of tricks and stuff that we didn't know about, that some of our people didn't know about. So it's really going to help us out. We're going to be on it. It's going to be great because we know it's one of the ways out for us to grow that younger audience that we really need to develop. We know they're out there, but we don't have them. And we don't have the marketing money to go in different marketplaces to do that kind of work because we could target our people better through the new database, and we'll be able to target people better through the new social media approach.
I know in the National Programming Committee we're looking at geographical areas, and I was really interested in this page that has the breakdown. I don't know what page it is, but it has the little light bulb, and it says, looks like our guess about having a strong North Bay contingent was correct. I wonder how you're thinking about the geography of the signal range and doing outreach.
This is a great roadmap for us, but we knew that the North Bay has always been strong for us just by looking at the amount of donations that we get from that area. So that's another thing. It's very similar to what I was just talking about, targeted marketing, that we could spend some money. And you know, if you were to put billboards up, the messaging in East Oakland would be very different from what you would put up in the North Bay, you know. So those are the kind of things that we want to be able to do. So we plan on trying to do that as best we can. We got to start where we're stronger. But I really would like to attack the markets where we're not as the areas we're not as strong and start building our voice in there. So we got to put a strategic strategy together for that. And part of that's going to have to come from the national office as well on how we're going to be able to utilize our funds to do that. I'm hoping that the national office now with John Vernile in there, who has more of a futuristic, wider look and approach to trying to lift up Pacifica and tie it all together and move us forward. I think it's going to be better because there'll be a better use of resources from each radio station now instead of everybody trying to program in a silo, because that's what was going on. You know, KPFA was here, K was over here. We exchanged just a few things. We're doing nothing with BAI, nothing with, you know, T. So I think that'll change now, and we'll all be, you know, talk, well, we talk, but we'll really be working closer together. And I'm looking forward to that because there's benefits for us, you know, by doing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Quincy. Did you have a – go ahead, Richard.
A couple of things. I mentioned Counterspin to you. You said it's coming back. Do we have a date yet?
I had talked to Kevin about we were going to bring Counterspin back because we were rotating it in and out. So, like I just said, Kevin's gone. So now I'll be talking to Laura, and we'll try to figure out a schedule.
Maybe I just got a new car, and it's got Sirius in it. Is anybody at Pacifica talking about Sirius?
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. John Vernile, the new ED, is talking to Sirius already about a series of programs that we want to put together called, I think the working title is Pacifica Across America. And that would be a list of the best shows of Pacifica that would run on Sirius and also on the Pacifica website.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, then
don't forget, we got to go to a ball game pretty soon.
Well, thank you. Yes, Steve.
I was going to ask, I think it's important, these are, you know, important proposals and possibilities that we have. Do you have any plans to have a staff meeting with all the staff? And when was the last staff meeting that we held at KPFA?
You know, I'm not big on staff meetings because what I found from, I've been here 5 years now, and when I first got here, tensions were pretty high around the radio station. We don't seem to have much of that anymore. And I always thought that the staff meetings were just a place where most people didn't show up. And then when the ones that did just basically rabble-roused. And so it's never been a real, real good way to communicate to the staff. So we've been trying to find other ways to do that, thus the TV screens and thus personal communication with people. Doors are always open. There's no way to do it. But we did decide just 2 weeks ago in the department head meeting that we were going to have one, and it will be this fall. And it will probably be in October because there's going to be a few changes in the lineup of some of the shows. And so there will be a meeting. I don't want to, like, give away all the goodies right now. And I think people would really like what's going to go down.
I also wanted to add that one of the things that I've experienced visiting staff meetings is that there was some disruption with people being off the agenda and coming in late and not stopping talking. And one of the things I've really appreciated that the station is doing right now is working with nonviolent communication. And Timothy Regan is here today, and he's going to help us with our town hall. And Nancy Kahn is doing a class at the station on nonviolent communication. And so I think by helping people with their communication skills in being able to express what's going on with them, but to do it in a way that we can build common ground and work together and be respectful with each other, I think that will lay the basis for more comfortable staff and more productive staff meetings. So I really appreciate, and I know Antonio Ortiz has done a lot of work on that.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for coming. Oh, go ahead, Donald.
So you mentioned the pledge drive and then we had to go a few days over. I'm really curious how many members of the local station board actually were in the pledge room during the pledge drive. Okay. And how many people reached out on their social media to encourage people to donate during the pledge drive? we can do better.
Yes, we can. Yes. That's excellent. Thank you.
Can I just say a couple of things in closing? I just wanted to say that we did have the $100,000 deficit, and then we bounced back a little bit in the summer drive. Nationally, public radio stations are having a problem. It's not just us, and it's not just Pacifica. It's going around everywhere. The recession may or have already started. I don't know. We're trying to figure out what's working. But once people realize that KPFA is really in trouble, we always seem to, I hate to use that card on the air, but it seems to work. And as far as the radio station is concerned, I know there's been emails and a lot of misinformation and mischaracterizations of stuff that's happening in that radio station, but I think that radio station is running as best as it ever has. I think the atmosphere around there is congenial, and everybody's doing what they need to do. There's no hidden agendas. Everybody knows what's what. Everybody's working together. They're probably better than ever. I got no gripes about anything that's happening there, so... A lot of stuff is a lot of bunk, and so rumors are just, you know, fool for idiocy, because, you know, you don't need to eat that rumor and believe it. Trust me, don't digest that, because that's not what's up.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Quincy. It's a very upbeat report. Lots of great changes. And play ball. Thank you for being here. Now we're going to move along. Yes, thank you, Richard, and all the others that are participating in that. So, we will move along to public comments. We would ask that if people are going to make public comments, that if they're all, pardon me? First of all, use the mic. Pardon me.
Can we deal with that?
We'll do the public comments, and then we'll go into closed session while the people are still here to make their comments. But
I thought normally you had to have the motion go with the item, so.
No.
I made a motion, so I thought.
It's not on the agenda.
It can be made under
General
report.
Okay, the motion has been made. We'll vote on whether we go into closed session or not then. So the motion has been made, and you can.
I don't have it, so.
Yeah, it's.
I passed around.
You did pass it. So, is there a motion to go into closed session? That's what we're asking now.
So, I'll make a motion to go into closed session to address the motion that I tried to make in open session.
That's appropriate. Do I have a second? All those in favor of going to closed session, raise your hand. All those opposed?
Can we have a roll call on that, too, please?
Okay, if you want a roll call. So, do I have a second on the roll call motion?
Yeah.
All those in favor of a roll call? All those opposed?
One, two.
Two opposed. The motion carries. So, we'll do a roll call. So, all those in favor of going into closed session? That's the motion currently on the floor. We're going to do a roll. We want a roll call, so she's going to have to call names. Yes, Andrea. Is there a mic by Andrea?
Where are we going?
I left it at home with the table stand.
Okay. Just a quick question.
Do we not want to hear from the audience? Or it will come after. Okay, we will hear if
there's
time.
And that was why I wanted to let them speak first.
So we want to go into closed session before we go hear from our people?
It depends upon how people vote, but we'll have to clear the room of anybody who's not a board member if we go into closed session. That's why I was in favor of having public comments first. We have a treasurer's report. Could you wait just a moment? Just to let you know, we have a lot of ground to cover here in a very short period of time. So. It's not necessary to be with the item, as I was saying before. So there's an amendment to the motion.
I'm okay with having an alternate.
So you need to use the mic.
So I'm willing to make an alternate motion. I thought it had to go with the item. And if it can go after, I'll make an alternate motion that we have public comment first and then go to closed session to address this afterwards.
Second. We're going to do that.
After public comment.
Yes. Well, we'll do it after. I think we don't need to vote on it. We'll just do it after after the public comments. Yes, we'll vote after the public comments. Okay, so... And I was starting to say, if anybody has public comments that they want to make, if they're going to be making the same comments staying for the town hall, we would ask that you'll have a lot more opportunity to discuss them and flesh them out more fully, would you make them at the town hall? But otherwise, is there? Does anybody have any public comments? No public comments, so we'll move along to the vote. Thank you. Moving right along. See, that went really well. Okay. So there's a roll call vote that is on the floor for who wants to go into closed session to discuss the motion that wishes to be made about personnel, that James wishes to be made about personnel. So we're going to do the roll call. What?
Yeah, on the motion, there was no report from the business, from the manager.
This, you're out of order, Steve. Let's vote on this. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is a vote on going into closed session to hear a motion that has to do with CWA. Okay, Sharon Adams.
No.
Sharon, no. Ahmad Anderson is not here. Marilla?
Yes.
Daniel Borgstrom?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Susan DeSilva?
Only because we don't have a lot of time on the vote.
Carol, say the vote after.
Chris Corey was yes. Daniel was yes. Marilla was yes. And Sharon was no. Susan is no. Shira, are you on the line?
Can I abstain?
Yes, you can abstain.
I feel like I don't have enough information.
Thanks, Shira. Shira abstains. Don Goldmacher?
No.
Don, no. Christina Huggins?
No.
Christina, no. Lily Kimura?
No.
Lily Kimura, no. James McFadden?
Yes.
James McFadden, yes. Aki Tanaka? Aki Tanaka, yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea Turner, no. Carol Wolfley, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene, no. Frank Sterling?
Yes.
Franks, yes. Richard Walensky is gone. Steve Zeltzer?
Yes.
Steve Zeltzer, yes. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, and 1 abstain. Okay, thank you.
So the motion fails. We'll move along to the treasurer's report.
Okay. Quincy did mention that the I'm going to start with the audit and just go through some stuff. So the 2017 audit has been done. At my last treasurer's report, I reported that the 2016 audit had been completed. So now the 2017 audit has been completed and can be found at pacifica.org. From the 2017 auditor's report, I'm just going to summarize it here. It can be found online, but some of the sort of maybe important parts. Pacifica has two pension plans. Both are delinquent in obtaining audited financial statements required by the IRS and ERISA. Both plans are delinquent in filing required tax returns. No audited financial statements from these plans from 2015, 2016, 2017, unclear about 2018. No accurate financial information from certain stations. Endowments. Donors have provided restricted endowments that total $1.1 million, with $550,000 of that being restricted endowments being endowments to KPFA. The fair market value of the endowments is below the level required by the donors. And this is all from 2017. So the 2017 deficit was $625,000 of that $1.1 million. Okay, the auditor also discussed the loan related to the Empire State Realty Trust, well, to pay off that issue, the loan. The amount is $3.265 million. The collateral is the KPFA building, the KPFK building, yes, it absolutely is, and the KPFT building. There's some other information which I'll hand out in my in the archives also. Well, it wasn't mentioned in the audited report. I'm only staying within the report. The foundation's net deficit in 2017, the net deficit of the entire foundation was $4,612,000. The auditor stated that there is substantial doubt about the organization's ability to continue as a going concern. That was also stated in the 2016 audit. The auditor specifically stated, quote, it is not, not clear, quote, how the remaining funds will materialize, end quote, to pay the interest and balloon payments on the FJC loan. And the auditor also stated that there's a risk that the loan will be called prematurely because certain loan covenants will be difficult, if not impossible, to be complied with, for example, audited financial statements within 120 days of the end of the fiscal year. Pacific is already in breach. I mean, could be in default. I shouldn't say what is. And to quote the auditor, quote, this puts at risk property and equipment pledged as collateral. In other words, the KPFA studio building is at risk, according to the auditor. Management, again, according to the auditor, continues to formulate plans and programs to enhance the financial condition of the foundation, including revenue enhancement strategies that include, quote, the sale of certain properties to provide sufficient cash flows to properly service the debt and provide sufficient working capital to satisfy ongoing operational expenditures such as payroll and related benefits, end quote. So I will later on talk about the deficit at the other stations, but the payrolls that will need to be paid are not at KPFA, but are at WBAI, WPFW, and other stations. So what that is saying is that management is considering the sale of properties to pay payroll at other stations. Now, we have an interim chief financial officer. She has been going through the documents, and so they're bringing them up to, at my last one, they had brought them through at my last report, they had brought them through February of 2019. So now this is across Pacifica through March 31st, 2019. So that's where they are. This is just some comparisons to let you know what's happening. So year-to-date revenues is $100,000 more in March 2019 when compared to 2018. Expenses are $500,000 more due to increased personnel programming and board expenses. Listener support has decreased $400,000 compared to 2018. But the bequests that Quincy did mention are basically keeping Pacifica alive, and there was a $750,000 increase in 2019 over 2018 in the amount of bequests received. The last NFC meeting, there was an issue with Maestro, however you say that. So there was no fund drive numbers to report from the other stations, but we've heard our fund drive was fine. Our wanted to talk a bit about the loan, because that's an additional expense that's going to be coming up. Just to remember what happened. Okay, obviously it was the WBAI lease, then we had the settlement and the loan. Okay, so there was a bridge loan for $500,000 with a reported 8% interest rate. The loan was made by Jan Goodman, who's on the PNB, along with others, and that was paid in full by the sale of the Nakapon building. That was paid for by KPFA members. The FJC loan, now I'm saying that name because some on the PNB claim that the FJC's name is confidential, but the FJC name appears right in the auditor's report, which is found on the Pacifica website, so I don't consider it to be confidential. The loan, as I've said before, was $3.25 million. Had set aside $379,000 to pay for interest for the first 18 months. That's what's been happening. Starting September 30th of this year, Pacifica will have to start paying the interest. It's going to be $75,000 per quarter. What is happening is for the first payment on September 30th, Pacifica is going to have to come up with about $25,000 because there's about $50,000 still left, okay, from that. Yeah. So, but then in December 30th, $75,000 and quarterly thereafter for the next 18 months, and then the loan will have to be paid in full. The interim chief executive officer said if the East Coast stations were actually paying their central service payments, then it might be possible for Pacific to make these interest payments, but without them paying their central service payments, it may be very difficult. There's really, I don't know, it's unclear how it's going to happen. At the last NFC call that we did have, Grace Aaron, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, said suggesting using some of these BeQuest money to spread it out over the next 18 months so that stations would only have to come up with about $15,000 across Pacifica, about $15,000 per month to make that interest payments, or that would work out to about $3,000 per station per month, and WPFW specifically said they can't pay that amount. KPFA made its fund drive, as Quincy reported. The available bank balance is currently $185,000. Outstanding bills are $10,300. Central services are paid through September 2019. The Pacifica National Office owes KPFA $1.3 million in current receivables, mostly due to the sale of the building. And I want to just say something that Quincy mentioned also about the landscape. I did a little research, and the media landscape is that there has been approximately 3,200 people laid off in media since the start of 2019, and that compares with, okay, so that's a huge number, and that includes, you know, many, many Vice. I have a whole list of them back here. Vice, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the New York Magazine, McClatchy, BuzzFeed, Mad Magazine. Okay, so it's everywhere. Media layoffs are happening, and there's no reason to think that Pacifica is separate from this trend. And 3,200 since the start of the year, okay, that was still ongoing layoffs. 5,000 were lost between 2014 and 2017. So that was still a decrease. You know, people have been laid off, but it's an incredible number since the start of this year. Final thing I want to say is that we will be having our budget workshops coming up in September. And the last thing is I will be making a motion to approve the budget priorities that I had mentioned when I sent out an email. So I don't know if I should do that now or take questions.
Can you say what the budget
The budget workshops, to answer that question, is we do have to approve the budget. So what we do, because it's complex and difficult to do in this format, is we have budget workshops, and Maria has 3 days, and these are tentative. I'll just say, the tentative, they might change, but Tuesday, September 17th, 7 to 8 p.m., Wednesday, September 18th, 3:30 to 4:30, Thursday, these dates are wrong. September 20th, evening time to be decided. I don't know. There's something wrong there. Yeah, there will be an email. But just so you know, it will be that week, September, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, September 17th through 20th, somewhere in there.
1 hour?
Yep, only 1 hour, each one. Yes. And I do have a motion, but I'm not sure. Should I make it? Okay, a motion to approve the following budget priorities. This is required by the NFC. We can do comments. Yes. We can take comments. I mean, I'm okay with that, but this is something we have to do on the NFC. We are required. This is part of our, you know, there's some responsibilities. We do have that as an LSB, and one of them is to do approve the budget. So we have to approve the budget priorities. This is a specific request from the National Finance Committee. This is my motion to approve the following budget priorities for KPFA: operational expenses, central service payments, KPFA's fair share of the debt repayment, outreach, and emergency reserves.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Thank you. We have a second. Now we can have discussion. Steve, and then Sabrina. And then.
Yeah, well, first of all, I oppose making motions to approve something we haven't had a discussion on. I think it's a bad process to say we should approve, make a motion to approve something we have had no discussion on. There's been no debate, nothing. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that as I asked the manager, we're going to face some severe problems at KPFA and at the other stations. We're going into a major, major economic downturn in the Bay Area in this country. And I don't see any recognition of that as far as, you know, the station, KPFA. Like, I mean, a freeze on hiring, for example. I think that's necessary to get ready for what's happening. And that has to be addressed, I think, to really at least say we've got to take a serious look at what's going to happen to our finances in light of this. Our fund drive was successful, but only by extending it. And the previous one fell behind, which means that we're going to have a problem, even a bigger problem, when the economy really goes into a decline. So I think that needs to be part of the budget process here and at other stations. The other thing, as I've said before, a part of the solution, as I see it, to increasing the revenue and the membership and financial support is by covering more events live, like this community meeting that's going to be held with Danny Glover, but also doing more local news. We just had a meeting in San Jose. One of the concerns of people in the South Bay is there needs to be increasing coverage, news coverage, local news coverage of what's going on in the South Bay. That would get added membership in Silicon Valley in the South Bay. And I think that that needs to be part of the budget priorities. This is something that KPFA can do and that would really rally listeners, and that I think is important.
Thank you for your time. Before Sabrina, I wanted to say something. This is not a deep dive that we're doing right now. We're looking at an overarching statement of budget priorities that were actually proposed by our finance person on our finance committee, which was Chris Corey. So looking at doing programming and doing that would be included in the budget already. That's redundant information. It is not necessarily meted out within the scope of what we're discussing. So Sharon sent this out because it's our obligation as a board to make general, and it's very general. If you read it, that's why she said it out ahead of time, to look at are these our budget priorities. And I would suggest we vote on it today because it's our obligation to make these kinds of decisions. And I'll give it to you, Sabrina. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes, thank you, Sharon. Do I have another question? Oh, Chris wanted to say something, then James. Go ahead, Sabrina. Second thoughts.
When can we expect the thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon, for all your effort. And when can we expect solid dates on the budget session with Maria Negrete?
Part of it is I think I have a typo. That's why I always say. I somehow I was reading the email, but when I when I was reading it again to you, I realized there's some typos in there. So I'm pretty certain those are the dates, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that week of 17th, 18th, 19th, that it might be. So, and I'm pretty sure those times are definite, but they're just not totally confirmed. And I will send out an announcement to announce it for sure. And thank you.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for that. That was really insightful and detailed and impassioned, and I appreciate it very much. So you covered a lot of ground there and kind of stole my thunder as far as giving the Finance Committee report because, no, it's fine. I love it, actually, because it relieves me of a good deal of talking. But there was one question I had. You showed the foundation net deficit. First of all, I want to say about the budget priorities, this is just general priorities. The part of the budget timeline is that the local station boards, and because of our limited meeting schedule, we had to force it into this session, are supposed to just set a set of general priorities just so that when the treasurer and the interim CFO get together, that they can hash out how all these budget priorities break down, and then it'll end up coming back to the LSB, I mean, to work out the details, so and the station manager and all the rest of that stuff. So, but I had one question about the foundation net deficit in this report. Is that accumulated? Is that an accumulated deficit, or was that can't possibly be annual? That's a huge amount of money.
I actually was going to ask you that, Chris.
Yeah.
It's on that document I sent it out that says page 30, the Pacifica Foundation Schedule of Financial Position by Division.
Mm-hmm.
The number is down there. It's in the bottom right-hand quarter, $4,612,000.
I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me.
I handed it out, so some people...
Yeah, I only got this sheet.
Somebody loan it.
Yeah.
There's
the
Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, James. I got it. Thank you. Yeah.
So I wasn't totally clear, honestly, when I was reading this, and I had already made copies of it, so I thought I would hand it out, and I thought maybe you would know what that is. I believe it. I really don't understand it, honestly.
I think that's net assets, actually.
Net.
At the very bottom. On
the
our
second
column.
Line from the bottom.
Yeah.
On the far. Oh, I see. Negative. Yeah. I see it.
Stop.
I see it. Total net assets deficit.
Yeah.
Total net assets. Yeah, I'll have to look through it. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that. I'll look into it.
And James?
I want to thank you for the report. In this, there's one thing that I'd just like, if I can get some clarification, that says this is a list of budget priorities. Operating expenses needed to keep the station running, central services payments, outreach, debt repayment, and emergency reserve. But all the latter ones are pretty clear, but operating expenses needed to keep the station running is a real general category, and pretty much because it's so general, you could put anything in there. You could say, you know, somebody could just say, oh, we need it to, you know. And so in that sense, it doesn't really set priorities because you can kind of put anything you want into that first category because it's an opinion. And so it would be helpful for me if I could understand what you actually mean to go in there into that first category, and so that we can kind of understand whether maybe there's some prioritization within that or maybe they all belong there. I mean, I just don't know enough about what's included because it's just such a general category.
Well, if you look at that email chain that you were reading, you'll see that I basically made that same comment, and nobody responded or gave any. I mean, Darlene actually asked the question, and there was no additional input at that time, so I left operational expenses because it's not up to me to determine what the priorities are. I was asking for input and didn't get any.
Darlene was next.
No, I think it passed by. It's moot now.
Oh, okay. I would just state this is a preliminary report that we will have before we vote on any finances or budget. We'll get a lot more information. This is meant to be generalized, and before we actually vote on a specific budget, we will be able to get the more detailed information. So I just wanted to say that.
Well,
Yeah, and then Dan.
You know, it's just something that we're required to do by the National Finance Committee. There's a budget timeline that actually Pacifica has. And so one of them is for local finance boards to identify and rank budget priorities. So it really isn't about the budget itself. Just like Christina just said, to my mind, it's an administrative procedure, but we're required to do it, and it helps the CFO, as Chris said, to just understand. And we've complied with our duty. It's just something we're required to do. I don't think it has to be specific, very specific.
It's on. Yeah, I just wanted to ask one question. Now, this operational expenses, and that's not itemized. Is this still on?
Yeah.
Okay. And I wonder about one particular, I mean, many things, but here's one particular thing. I understand that the GM or management has hired the union-busting lawyer, and funds for that must come from somewhere. Could that be... Could operational expenses include money to hire that lawyer?
This is the budget for next year, not the budget that we're currently falling under, and we're not going to go into personnel information, just as I stated before. So that is not something we're going to discuss unless it's in closed session. But the budget we're talking about is going forward, not the budget that we're currently under. James. Oh, Chris, yeah,
I just wanted to maybe fill in the blank a little bit here. So operational expenses are continuing expenses necessary to the operation of business. Now, I understand that that's almost equally vague, but it would include things like payroll. It would include things like utilities. It would be fixed expenses that rent. Stuff that if you don't pay it, you're out of business, and you can predictably have as expenses going forward. I would think that legal expenses would not be that. Those are extraordinary expenses. Those are interim expenses that pop up now and again. If you've been around Pacific long enough, you could almost treat them as continuing expenses, but they're really not. They're expenses that come and go. And so what we're talking about is basically the permanent operating budget of the station. So what we're setting as a priority for KPFA, and it makes sense to do this, right, is making sure that people get paid, making sure that that our telecommunications fees are paid for so that we can actually broadcast, you know, things of that nature that are actually crucial to the operation of the station. And I mean, you know, other people may argue that some of these other expenses are also crucial to the operation of the station, but they wouldn't normally be included in operational expenses.
Thank you. Lily.
It's my understanding that these are just philosophical guidelines, right?
Exactly.
And nothing is going to be going into specifics. Okay, right. To me, an operational expense is payroll primarily, right?
Yep.
Rent, pyro rent, and nothing... Ordinary business expenses, which is really outside the scope of what you want us to decide on. You want us to decide on whether we are agreeing to these philosophical objectives for the budget. Is that correct? Thank you.
I'm going to point out just a times check that we're almost at 12:25 and we're supposed to start our town hall meeting before I let Carol say something, and I would like to wrap up. I saw. So Carol had something first, and then go ahead.
I just wanted to say it's my understanding that the National Committee wants to understand, is there something huge? Is there a flood at the station? Did the tower collapse? Was there an earthquake? Did you have something happen in the fire? You know, they want to know, is there something extraordinary that needs to be addressed? We need to go on with the town hall.
Thank you. One more. Go ahead.
I just had I'm fine with this. I just wanted, because and I understood everything everybody said, and I kind of knew that ahead of time. What I was really getting at was it would be nice to have a list of what really is, you know, covered under there, because I imagine, although almost everything that everybody said I think I knew about, I could also imagine there are things that wouldn't be in there. And so to have a list that says these are our...
Wait.
operating expenses, what we consider under this category, just so we have so we understand what this philosophy is really about, and that would be really helpful.
Okay, no, I completely understand the impulse to have that, and we will request that information before we ever vote on the budget. This is just a philosophical overview. So I'm going to go ahead and have a vote now at this point because we're about to go into town hall. So all those in favor of these priorities, raise your hand.
14.
All those opposed?
Shura?
It was mailed out on the...
Sorry, I apologize. It just takes me a while.
Don't worry.
My phone's going down. What was the question again? I apologize.
The question is, we're voting on the list of priorities. There's a very generalized list for the budget.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, I knew that we were doing that, but what was the question?
How do you vote? Are you voting in favor or...
She doesn't.
Of the priorities that were listed?
Yes, just the very, very generalized priorities.
Okay, sorry, I don't
that's
know
okay.
Why
it's not. Hard, I know, when you're on the phone.
That's fine, yes.
Okay, yes, so there's 15. Are there any no's? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you. Pacifica Reports, I think we're going to have to probably, we'll see. Go ahead.
I move that we accept the minutes for the June meeting.
Yes.
Okay,
Steve.
I have a point before we go on to the minutes. It's not on the agenda, but you know, I have a concern about this meeting because, first of all, there was no democratic process for this town hall meeting. How it was organized? Who was involved? There was no invitation to get involved in planning the meeting. I think that has to change. I think if we have town hall meetings.
Well, you did not. You're out of order.
Okay,
I'll tell you something. If you had a proposal for a structure of the town hall meeting, you had every opportunity.
There's only been one meeting.
You are out of order. If you wanted to present ideas for how the structure would go of the board meeting, then you could have let us know. But for now, we're just going to go ahead because objection is duly noted. And
On the minutes, I have a question because.
Okay.
You know, there are votes. I opposed that proposal to truncate our board meeting with a town hall meeting, and that should be reflected in the minutes. It was just, I mean, yeah, I voted. I was here.
You were not at the meeting.
Well, I
so
was
that would
a
not be a part of the minutes because you weren't at the meeting that the minutes are reflecting. Oh, he was?
Yeah, I was. Okay. I was at the meeting, and I voted against it because I said they should not be truncated.
Okay, well,
draw my proposal to approve the minutes.
But in relationship,
let's withdraw the minutes.
What I was going to say is, if there's opposition expressed on a motion, it should be reflected in the minutes. Just pass does not say unanimously or anything about whether there's any question about the minutes. And I think it'd be appropriate to have, you know, a statement about whether the minutes...
She just withdrew her motion to approve the minutes. We'll carry it over to the next meeting because of a time concern. So
well,
duly noted.
That's what I was concerned about.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, so...
one other question. Town hall meeting been publicized on KPFA?
Yes, it was. It was announced. So,
And I wanted to check in with Frank. So, Frank, I sent a... information to the apprenticeship program, and they were going to do a cart. And then somebody got back to me and said that she wasn't sure if a cart was going to be done, and then I didn't hear back.
Yeah, so there was a cart. It was a little late in the game, but the cart did air for about a week.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Frank, for all your work with getting that in and your work with Zoom and setting up all this equipment.
So, motion to adjourn this meeting and then go into town hall. Do I have? Okay, no. Go ahead.
About the election. Can I just quickly do an election update? Okay. you should have all gotten your ballots, and if you didn't, you should, well, look in your spam folders or if you have like a promotions folder or something like that. If you didn't get a ballot, go to elections.pacifica.org. And I have more information about that, but I'll just keep it short. You should have gotten a ballot by email. If you need a paper ballot, it'll need to be requested. And I would like everyone in this room to send notes to everyone you know who's a member telling them to vote so that we'll actually make the quorum.
Okay, thank you. Well then we'll just... Yes, Donald? Thank you.
Did everybody in this room get a ballot, get an e-ballot on Thursday?
I did. Did anybody not get a ballot?
Marilla, that's not the question.
Okay.
The
question is, did you not get one, Daniel?
Who did not get a ballot? Okay.
Make sure that they notify the
they have to go to the National Election Supervisor.
That they didn't get that ballot so that they get one. Okay? So, with that, we will just go from our meeting into the town hall meeting then. And there are groups, that breakout groups, so that people can...
Are we going to adjourn the meeting and I should stop
yes.
the recording?
Yes.
So it's official, we're done?
Pardon me?
I second your motion.
Thank you. She seconded my motion to adjourn, so we're adjourning the... Is there anyone opposed to adjourning the meeting? One. Anybody abstentions? No abstentions. Okay, then we're adjourned and we're going into the town hall meeting. Thank you.